Take me out to the ball game.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you. God has been good to me, and God is keeping me strong, and I pray He's keeping you strong. I tell you what, I really believe that today you're going to be blessed with this message. Today's message is going to be three strikes and you're out. Three strikes and you're out. It comes out of Judges chapter 20, when the Israelites fight the Benjamites. There's so much that we can say about this chapter, in Judges chapter 20, when the Israelites fight the Benjamites. So let me go on and start reading. We're starting out at chapter 1. Then all the Israelites from Dan to Beersheba and from the land of Gilead came out as one man and assembled before the Lord in Mizpah. The leaders of all the people of the tribes of Israel took their place in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 soldiers armed with swords. The Benjamites heard that the Israelites had gone up to Mizpah. Then the Israelites said, "Tell us how this awful thing happened." So the Levite, the husband of the murdered woman, said, "I and my concubine came to Gibeah in Benjamin to spend the night. During the night, the men of Gibeah came after me and surrounded the house, intending to kill me. They raped my concubine, and she died. I took my concubine, cut her in pieces, and sent her to each region of Israel inheritance, because they committed this lewd and disgraceful act in Israel. Now, all you Israelites, speak up and give your verdict." It was very interesting in how this started and how this war started, how Israelites became to fight the Benjamites. And the Benjamites are very strong. They had a strong army. But what happened was one Israelite, one Levite and his wife, stayed in Gibeah for the night, and his wife was raped. She was raped and murdered. This was a very terrible act of Israel. He came back to the Israelites and he told them the story. When he went out that night, and his wife got murdered by these ruthless, evil men. And he came through the, he went to the tribes of Israel, and he said, what is your verdict? What is your verdict? The Israelites came before God at Bethel, and they decided that they were going to send men over to Benjamin. At first, they were going to say, give us these evil men so we can kill them. Give us these evil men so we can kill them. We want justice with the Benjamites. We want justice. They refused to give up these evil men, and so they went before the council of God. And as they left Benjamin, they went to Bethel to inquire from the Lord, and they said, there's going to be a war. What's very interesting about this is one person was raped, and Israel came together as one unit, and the verdict was, you harm one of us, then you're going to have to harm us all. You hurt one of us, you hurt us all. You rape one of our women, we take that personal. Please see how strong unity the Israelites were at that time. They were strong. They were a strong unit. You mess with one of the Israelites, then you're messing with us. You see in verse 8 that all the people rose up as one man saying, none of us will go home. No, not one of us will return to his house. But now, we're going to go to Gibeah. We're going to confront these evil men that have been hurting our people, that raped our women, and no more will we take this anymore. Now, please understand, people, these are God's people. God's people who are tight in unity. I wonder today as a Christian, and you wonder why the Israelites could move and destroy a nation of Benjamin and destroy this large army, because they moved with one unit, with one power. They moved together as a team. You mess with one of us, then you mess with all of us. Christians today, you wonder why you're losing your freedoms. Because we are divided today too much. Our churches are divided over silly doctrines that will be debated the rest of our lives. But when are we going to get to the point when, say, you mess with one Christian, you mess with all of us? Today we are so separated. We are so separated as Christians today. We think God loves us and He's blessing us and not the other person. But when, church, are you going to come together and be united and be strong as Israel was at that time and say, you mess with us, you mess with one Christian, you mess with all of us? But today we're so divided, we're so puffed up in our minds, we think we're so intelligent. America, sometimes I wonder, we might be too intelligent for our own good. Today we have more churches and we're still we're losing our religious freedoms right before our eyes, but we're building more churches and losing our religious freedoms because we're not united. We're not united as Israel was. When that woman, that Levite wife, was raped, that the Israelites came together united as one. They saw a council and said, this is enough. I'm going to fight back. And the Israelites fought back. And after leaving Benjamin, they went to Bethel and inquired of the Lord, who of us shall go first? God answered and said, Judah shall go first. Every region of Israel rose up because one woman was raped. Can you see how close and tight Israel was? This is the way we should live in our churches. We should be a powerhouse of our churches. Tight. There should be protection. There should be love. There should be unity in our churches. But today I'm afraid more people don't feel that. They're not seeing that because we are not doing our jobs. But we are separated by doctrine, theology, and we wonder why we are losing our religious freedoms. But if we stood together, we could be a powerhouse for this nation. We could make huge changes and bring this nation back to its roots. We could make a change so strong and powerful, nations would shake. Because this is a God-loving, God-fearing country. And this is a prime example of Israel was strong, united, and said, "You messed with one of us." Americans should hold the value. Look, world, if you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. If you hurt one American overseas, you mess with all of us. This should be the statement. You hurt one American, you hurt all Americans. And this is the kind of unity we need in the military, in our nation, in our churches. Listen and listen to God's word. Now Israel required of the Lord, and they said justice had to be done. And they knew that justice would require a sacrifice. They were willing to leave their families to seek justice of one woman that was raped. They did not return to their own families, but they knew the great sacrifices to defeat the Benjamites. We start out at verse 18. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, "Which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go first." And the children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men in Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them in Gibeah. The Benjamites came out of Gibeah and cut down 22,000 Israelites on the battlefield that day. 22,000 Israelites died. What a sacrifice for justice of one woman. 22,000 Israelites died to see justice. But the men of Israel encouraged one another and again took up their position. Strike one. Israelites were defeated by the Benjamites. They were a powerhouse. Strike one on the Israelites. They swung and they missed. They got hurt. What a great sacrifice. Can you see how big of heart the Israelites had to see justice? They said, "We will not be defeated no matter what the sacrifice. We will stand strong no matter what the sacrifice." And you would think after the first defeat that they would quit and they would not move forward. But the men of Israel encouraged one another and again took up their positions where they had stationed themselves the first day. And after losing 22,000 men, they encouraged one another and said, "God is on our side." How many of you today has been defeated in your life? Maybe you've been struck down with an illness. Maybe you've been struck down financially, beat up. But I want to encourage you, Christian brother. I want to encourage you, friend, to stand strong, to hold your ground. Live each day as it's your last. Come on, somebody. Keep on living daily. But the men of Israel encouraged one another and again took up their positions where they had stationed themselves the first day. The Israelites went up and wept before the Lord until evening, and they inquired of the Lord. They said, "Shall we go up again to battle against the Benjamites, our brothers?" The Lord answered, "Go up against them." Then the Israelites drew near to Benjamin the second day. This time, the Benjamites came out from Gibeah to oppose them. They cut down another 18,000 Israelites, all of them armed with swords. Strike two. 18,000 Israelites were struck down. First 22,000, then 18,000. Can you see this turned into such a big war? Because they hurt one of the Israelites. And they cut down 22,000. How great a sacrifice it is to see justice. How great a sacrifice it is to see truth. Preachers around the world that have been martyred to see truth. Soldiers that have been killed on the battlefields of this country to see truth. What great sacrifices is to see justice. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, O Lord God. I will deliver you from evil, but there will be a sacrifice. You will be delivered from evil, but a sacrifice must happen. The Israelites knew the great sacrifice. They lost 22,000, 18,000. Tell me why they shouldn't quit. Tell me why they shouldn't say we're defeated. Because they knew that God is still with them. They acquired, they still believed, they dug deep. What sacrifices are you making today? For truth, for justice. Then the Israelites, all the people, went up to Bethel, and they sat weeping before God. They fasted the day until evening, presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to the Lord. And the Israelites inquired of the Lord. In those days, the Ark of the Covenant of God was there with Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, ministering before it. They asked, "Shall we go up again to battle with Benjamin, our brother, or not? Should we go and fight again? We lost 18,000, 22,000 men. God, are you still with us? I have been defeated my life. I have seen sickness in my life. I have seen poverty in my life. I have been kicked down by churches of my life, and I wonder, can I go up and can keep fighting? Is there another fight in me?" I want to ask you today, Christian, do you have another fight in you? I don't know how many of you have rolled over dead. You have given up on this country. You have given up on your church. You have given up on your family. Come on, somebody. Is there another fight in you? Have you inquired of the Lord today? Have you sat down and fasted and cried your tears? Oh, come on, somebody. God is asking you today to cry your tears. Shall we go up again and fight again, God? And the Lord, "Go, for tomorrow I will deliver them into your hands." And as you read down, you see that it looked like the Benjamites was going to defeat them. And they ran them out, still killing thousands of Israelites and inflicting many casualties. And to the point that the Benjamites were saying, "We are defeating them as before." The Israelites were saying, "Let's retreat and draw them away from the city to the roads." And why they drew the Benjamites away from the city and to the roads, all the men of Israel moved from their places and took up positions at Baal Tamar. And the Israelites ambushed, charged out of its place on the west of Gibeah. And 10,000 of the Israel's finest men made a frontal attack on Gibeah. The fighting was so heavy that the Benjamites did not realize how much disaster there was. Then the Lord defeated the Benjamites before Israel, and on that day the Israelites struck down 25,100 Benjamites, all armed with swords. Then the Benjamites saw them, and they were beaten. I don't know who counted all the dead bodies. I'm not concerned about who counted all the dead bodies. And I thank you for whoever counted 25,100. And spent that time to do that. But the third swing, they hit a home run. God came through, and God's going to come through for you. Jesus is going to come through for you today. And are you ready to fly? Are you ready to believe? Are you ready to see miracles? Are you ready to go to another high level of your Christianity? Who said being a Christian was easy? There is much battleground to be taken. There is much battle in your life. Get up to that plate. Strike one. Strike two. Are you going to say strike three? Or are you going to keep your eye on the ball? Are you going to swing that bat? And are you going to hit a home run just like the Israelites did? It's time for you to believe. Start believing in the miracles of God.
The ball game.
Believe in His great and mighty miracles. That's right. God, help us to defeat our enemies, defeat our fears, defeat our sins. Give us the strength to believe in Your power. Show Your miracles to Your people. Even though they might have been defeated, it looks like they're going to be defeated. Encourage them.